see, have to read the, can I have the copy? Tai Jin Ji. Okay, so before we start, we again sign the verse for beginning the sutra. Chinese verse, then English. Join palms.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
The unsurpassed,
profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion years. Today to see, hear, receive, and uphold the Dharma.
Bowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata. Okay. 有没有看那个日本地震的新闻啊？有，感觉怎么样？ So have you read the news about Japan's earthquake and tsunami? How do you feel?Terrible. What do you think? 那你们觉得怎么样？你们认为你的看法是什
么？ Nature,
men cannot control nature.
Men cannot control nature.
Yeah, yesterday somebody called, asked me about, you know, what can change the weather? Is that karma? 昨天，对，刚刚有人回答说，我们人啊，是没有办法抵抗自然的。那昨天有人打电话来问我们说，是什么可以改变气候？是不是业？我们这个气候的改变是不是因为业而来？
是。
是。那 today 今天好，我们要讲的是八正道。那八正道呢，它要解决我们人类两种的困扰，一种是思想观念上的困扰。一种是心理跟情绪上的困扰。So today our topic is talking about the Noble Eightfold Path. The purpose and the function of this practice, the Noble Eightfold Path, is try to help us to resolve the afflictions, the suffering from one category is the suffering from our thoughtor our concept or idea. And the second kind is try to resolve the suffering from our emotion or psychological affliction. 那八正道顾名思义是八条正确的道路。那在四圣谛里面呢，我们讲苦集灭道呢是属于道谛，也就是它是实践的。The方法 So from the name of the Noble Eightfold Path, you can see that it's eight paths that we can liberate from suffering. It's a way of practice. So from the Four Noble Truths, it belongs to the path of the path, the last one that can cease our suffering, that can stop our suffering. 那这八条呢是什么呢？它就是正见、正思维，这两个呢是我们今天要讲的主题哈。我们还有其他两次会把它其他六项讲完。那接下来是正语、正业跟正命。那 正见跟正思维呢，它要解决的呢，是我们在这个思想跟观念上的痛，也就是说怎么样纠正我们的观念。那正语、正业跟正命呢，它是在教导我们怎么样在日常生活中去实践我们所获得的正确的观念。然后呢，最后的要讲正精进、正念跟正定呢，也就是要告诉我们怎么样是正确的努力的方式，然后让我们呢能够心都安于正念之上，最后得到真正的禅定，然后把我们真正的智慧开发出来。所以这八正道就有含这八个项目，含三大类的实践方法。So, there are 8 items in the Noble Eightfold Path. The first 2 are right views and right intention. These 2 are helping us to obtain the right concept and idea. So it can help us to resolve the suffering from the conceptual affliction. Okay. Then the next 3 is called right action, right livelihood, right speech, right action, and right livelihood. These 3 items are trying to help us, teach us how to behave from your body and speech from daily life, so that you can practice what you learn from the previous 2. And the last 3 are right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. They are to teach us how we can practice diligently so that our mind is always keep our mind in the right mindfulness, and so that we can get the right concentration. Therefore, our wisdom can evolve. Okay. 所以呢，在这个八个项目里面呢，我们今天哈，就是先会针对正见跟正思维来讲哈。那首先我要请教大家哈，观念上的冲突啊，跟情绪、心理上的冲突啊，有什么差别？ So I would like to ask you, what's the differences between conceptual affliction and emotional affliction or psychological affliction? What's the difference between the two?
What was the first one?
The conceptual affliction and the psychological affliction.Can you tell the differences? Okay. If you think that, 如果哈，你认为，男人就是比女人强，这是什么？什么样的冲突？
观念上的。
观念。那如果你觉得你先生对你不好，每次讲话都很刻薄，让你很生气，那是什么？
情绪上的冲突。
谈恋爱的时候你就不这么认为了，对不对？这像你生日忘了送你礼物的时候，你就很生气了。Okay, so if you think that men in always are better than women, so what kind of affliction?Conceptual, because you think men is better than women. So no matter how good the woman is, you think they are still worse than you, right? This is a conceptual affliction. And how about you think that today your husband is very mean? He didn't treat you well.And you will get mad at him. What is that? psychological. Because when you both were in love, you think he is the best in this world, right? But today is your birthday, and he forgot to give you a gift. Then you think he is a mean person, and you get mad at him. 那请问这两种的冲突跟矛盾两类哈，观念上的冲突跟情绪上的冲突，哪一个杀伤力比较大？
情绪上的伤害，其他的人呢？情绪上的伤害也比较大。
So the question is, what do you think the damage were made from the conceptual affliction or the emotion, the psychological affliction? What do you think, which one will cause the biggest damage?
Huh?
Anyone?
Emotion.
Bill?
Well, I think in the short term, the emotional affliction hurts, and so you feel that, and that's painful.
The short term.
But in the longer term, if you have long views, if you really have long attitudes, eventually you're going to get in trouble because of those attitudes, and that could be a bigger trouble in the long term.
So Bill said that in the short term, the psychological, response might, have hurt very much, but in the long term, that if you have wrong attitude, wrong views, that might cause bigger problem or bigger damage, right? Do you agree? Okay. I remember Sue went to a conference, so-called Interfaith Religious Leaders Conference in Bangkok. Okay. So his attendant shared a story with us, saying that all the religious leaders sit in a round table, discuss what our religious group should do to benefit this world and bring peace to this world. And so people start to discuss. And then now there is a reporter on site, and then he raised the question saying, but in this world, from the past to nowadays, the most damaged, most serious war come from religious groups because of the contradiction between faith. And then he brought up this question and asked those religious leader, you are talking about bring peace to this world, but religions are the key role to bring the world to this world. And then all the religious leaders in the round table, they start to argue, it's all your fault because Christian, da da da, because Muslim, da da da. Catholic, there's some people who start to fight each other. And at that time, Sifu do one thing. Sifu just keep silent and just passing the candy for the frog. When you talk too much, pass the candy to everyone, and then people calm down. What?
Cough
drop. Everyone get a cough drop. You see that? A conceptual affliction will bring your emotion, and that emotion bring the immediate damage. But the damage, just like Bill said, in the long run, the conceptual damage is more serious. If your husband thinks that no matter how you work, no matter how hard you work, you are just inferior to men,
or your boss think that way. You're never promoted to manager or vice president or the president of the company. How do you feel? No matter how hard you work. 所以在刚刚中文是讲完的，这个就是说有关于就是说刚刚Bill有在分享哈，说在短期来讲哈，情绪上的冲突是好像可以马上看到它的伤害力哈，比如说就打架了哈。可是，在长期以长期的角度来讲呢，其实如果观念上的冲突呢，其实伤害会更大。以长时间来讲哈，那我就记得说有一次哈，师父在泰国开一个所谓的宗教和平会议，宗教领袖和平会议哈，大概是这样名字的一个会议。那在那个圆桌上面就有来自于各个宗教的领袖，那师父也坐在里面哈。那他们在讨论说我们各个宗教要怎么样和平，为世界带来和平，要怎么样为世界的人类来造福。那个事件就是师父的侍者哈，长宽法师跟我们分享说，当时呢大家讨论得很快愉快的时候，那旁边有一个记者就问了一个问题，他说可是你知道吗？世界上从古至今哈，最剧烈、最惨烈的宗教就是宗教战争。那这个我们这个宗教的领袖呢，说要为世界带来和平，可是世界上最不和平、最大的战争来自于宗教。你们怎么说？那当时呢，就各个宗教领袖就开始说，都是那个基督教。十字军东征之战，都是回教的，都是天主教的，都是这个教那个教，然后大家开始就彼此间争执，想说这是到底是谁的过错。那这时候师父在旁边呢，就一句话不讲。那师父不是喉咙不好，对不对？常常就有喉糖嘛，他就从里面讲，把他的喉糖掏出来，左边发一颗，右边发一颗，一人发一颗这样。再请长官法师给大家倒一杯水，然后大家才停下来。那从这个事件你看哈，最大的争执来自于这个观念思想，就是我们的信仰哈不同，然后对这个战争的认知不同。可是呢，马上引起的情绪在当场就会吵起来。可是哈，它来得快，去得也快。So emotion comes very fast.Go very fast too, but the concept, your concept, your idea, your thought, or your opinions about something that never goes, right? It persists. And why we have war between religions? Because our faiths are different, and because we think that one religion is superior than the other, so on and so forth.Then, how many people were involved? Many, many people were involved in this disagreement or affliction. But for emotion, just you and me, right? Or your family and my family. So you can see what's the difference. 所以大家可以知道说当有一个观念信仰上的不同的时候，它的冲突呢，它牵涉的人很多，层面很广，但是情绪上的冲突可能就是你跟我了，或是你家跟我家，对不对？你的朋友跟我的朋友之间，那它来得快，去得也快，但是呢，观念上的冲突的时候呢，它就一直在那边，除非你的观念改变。所以呢，这个八正道回归到我们的八正道，它是非常的重要，它是从观念跟实践念两三往齐下。So the eight noble eightfold path that will go from both sides, from conceptual and also for action, the practice from both parts to to resolve our suffering. And before we get into what is the individual item, I'll explain that. I would like to talk about what is the right attitude to practice the noble effort path. Okay. Some people like to go to the extreme. You know, when we have our own life, even if it's a very short period of time, people will go extreme. One is go for sensual pleasure. The other is go to ascetic practice. 在我们一生，在我开始要讲解八正道的每个项目的时候呢，我必须还要再跟大家分享这个要实践八正道的正确心态是什么。那通常我们在人生当中，我们怎么过我们的人生，大概有比较极端的两种态度。一种就是乐，享乐型的，乐天派，享乐型的。另外一种是苦行的，那乐天派乐行的人，他就觉得说，反正就这么一辈子了，我赚钱就是要花，我就是要享乐，我要吃好的、穿好的、住好的，什么都要好的。那所以主要的就是说五六根的快乐，是我今生的来这个世界的一个目的。所以我的努力全部就是为了要追求这个快乐。那快乐呢，其实还不只是只有这样子，快乐还有分三种。一种是娱乐，就是属于比较粗的娱乐，就是专门就是我要就是五官的快乐。那如果你呢可以看破这种世俗的这种五官的娱乐的时候呢，你开始修行了，那你会觉得说，哎，这个禅定的乐是比较好的，所以我们就打坐，对不对？那打坐的时候就，哎呦，好舒服哦。如果你真的不小心真的入定了，哇，那种定乐是远远几千几万倍大于这个所谓的娱乐。当你能够尝到禅定之乐的时候呢，你根本就不会去想到那个娱乐，那这时候你就很喜欢打坐，很喜欢在禅定之中。So, one extreme for people in this life is they think that I only have this life, the meaning of life is to have pleasure, especially I have sensual pleasure. So I work hard, I make a lot of money, but I want to eat good food, I want to have a good house, I have good car, good everything, just to please my six organs. I want the best. And that's the meaning of life, that's why I make a lot of money. Okay.That's the one that will go to pleasure, attached to the pleasure. And the pleasure has three kinds. This one is called sensual pleasure. And the second one is called samadhi pleasure. If you one day, feel like, the sensual pleasure is just like this. You've eaten the best. You haveEverything the best, and that's about it, nothing new. Then you start to practice. You practice and you meditate and you feel like, oh, this feels great. I feel peaceful, I feel calm. And maybe you can get a taste of samadhi. And according to Shifu say,the pleasure of samadhi is 1,000, 10,000 more happier than the sensual pleasure. And so you will give up the sensual pleasure, but you attach to the pleasure from samadhi. 那但是不可否认，定乐真的很快乐。然后呢，其实最究竟的是所谓的解脱的乐。好，那解脱乐是什么？我们若入定，哈，入禅定，当我们一出定，比如说我们在佛船上打坐入定了，哎呀，很快乐，没有烦恼，对不对？但是你一出禅定，离开佛船，离开禅堂之后呢？你的烦恼又再起来了，那你又再去跟人家吵架了，好，那就定力不够嘛，哈，这种快乐是短暂的，就你除非你都一直在禅定之中，你不要出来。那最究竟的乐，其实它是解脱的乐，好，解脱的乐它是什么呢？他说，从此你不会再跟自己的观念起冲突。不会在你的前面不会跟后面有矛盾，你也不会跟外在的环境有冲突，你很清楚的知道外在的环境是什么，它只是一个现象而已，跟自己没有一定的关系，这时候你不会有自私自利的立场，你不会有自我的执着，不会被自己的身心状况跟外在环境的状况所束缚，这叫做解脱的乐，也就是我们禅宗讲的最究竟的一个无我的一个状态。禅宗讲的不是追求禅定，是追求的，是讲的是自我内心无我的一种智慧，一种无我的一种解脱。OK，So the pleasure from samadhi is also very short term, it's not forever, because you might enter samadhi on cushions, but if you get out of the cushion, get out of chan hall, you still generate vexation, you still fight, you still quarrel with others, you are also an ordinary sentient being again. Unless you keep on the enter into samadhi for a long period of time or forever. Otherwise, once you get out of samadhi, your vexation comes back. So, for a practitioner or for a Buddhist, the ultimate pleasure is called pleasure, a liberation pleasure. And according to Shifu say, that if you can obtain the liberation pleasure, you will no more have the conflict between your concept, and you will not emotion affliction, and your first thought and second thought will not conflict with each other, and you will not dissatisfied with the environment. And you clearly know that everything, all the phenomena, is just a phenomena. There's nothing with yourself. And you were not attached to a self or self attached to your egoness. You are totally free from your body, your mind, and the environment. That's what we call no self. And that's the true freedom. Okay, so that's the Chan practice. We are not pursuing samadhi. What we pursue is the wisdom of no self. Okay, that's the true pleasure. 那当然这边讲的乐行哈，不是说刚讲到上，通常我们讲的乐行呢，是指这个第一个追求欲乐的乐行。那但是要跟大家讲，所谓的乐，它有三种的乐，但是对于一修行的人来讲，他通常会执着是那种快五官的快乐。那另外一种呢，他会去执着苦恨，就是说，对快乐这个五官的快乐是不好的，所以我们应该要修苦恨， 断除我们所有的物质享受，然后努力的去修行，然后去证得解脱。想要借由这个方法得到解脱的，这叫做修苦恨。那这个观念，他会觉得说，我受苦的越多，我业障消得越快，我就越快成佛。这有没有道理？我们有时候常常哈，受苦受难的时候，就说啊，消业障啊，消业障，有没有？这个连释迦牟尼佛那时候不是有去修六年的苦恨吗？有没有？一天吃一束面包，不是吧？
粟米的粟，
一颗芝麻啦，一颗芝麻，一颗芝麻，哎，小小的哦，那个一颗芝麻，所以他受到那个骨瘦如柴啊。如果你看过图片，是根本就是皮包骨，修六年哦，最后呢，他起坐了哈、去接受那个牧羊女的供养啊，牛奶喝下去，结果那个五比丘跟他修苦恨的五比丘怎么说？他说：“哎呀，糟糕了，我们的这个大师兄堕落了，本来修苦恨的居然放弃了，然后就怎么样离开佛陀，不跟他修了哈，因为他觉得你怎么开始喝羊奶的呢？你怎么不继续修苦恨的呢？”这就是很典型的苦恨。So the other extreme is that, oh, you once realize that the sensual pleasure cannot lead you anywhere. You need to practice and practice hard. So you choose ascetic kind of practice. You cut off all the pleasure. You cut off everything you need to eat, you need to have, you need to wear. So some people, you know, in the winter will just wear very few clothes, and some people just eat very few things. And they think that the more suffer I experience, then the more karma I can dismiss, I can get rid of. And I will liberate sooner through ascetic.Is that true? You know, even Buddha, he practiced 6 years of ascetics. He only eat one, isn't it? No, one, how do you say? One gram of sesame a day. And he just like, his skin touch his bone. Okay? No muscles at all.And then after 6 years, he realized something. Then he accepted the offer, you know, from a girl and drink the milk. And the five bhikshus that follow Buddha think that, oh, no, Buddha stopped practicing, you know, so they leave Buddha and they practice it as that their own.那佛陀觉悟了什么呢？佛陀觉悟到说，苦的因不会得到苦的因，你就会得到苦的果，你种苦的因不会得到解脱的果，清楚吗？我们因讲因果，对不对？你如果是种苦的因，你让你自己的身心受苦啊，冬天不穿衣服，夏天去坐在火炉旁边，你知道你的身心刻意的、故意的，啊，我是说故意的哈，让他受苦，那认为这样子就可以消业障，然后呢就可以得到解，早日得到解脱，这是违反因果的。你要解脱，就要种解脱的因，才会得到解脱的果。所以佛陀就放弃了苦恨，然后告诉了他的弟子说，未来告诉他弟子说，其实修行就是什么，不苦，不是修苦，也不是修乐的中道行，才是真正修行的态度。 不是刻意的去追求乐，也不是刻意的去追求苦。So what the Buddha realized? He realized that the suffering seed will only end up suffering fruit. The cause is suffering and the consequence is suffering. This is the principle of causes and consequences. So the causes of the, or should I put it this way, if you put a seed of suffering, you will end up the plant of suffering. The seed of suffering won't end up the fruit of liberation. So if you unpurposely make your body suffer, for example, in the winter you wear nothing, or in the hot summer you sit close, wear a lot of clothes and sit beside a fire, you think that you make your body suffer, that can lighten your karma and lead to liberation sooner, that's a wrong view. And the right attitude is not pursuing pleasure, not pursuing the aesthetic, it's the middle way. Okay. 那有人就会想说哦，那你看我们的慧能大师，有没有？广清老和尚，不是也是修苦恨吗？有没有？在厨房里被人家这样虐待，对不对？两个呢，都是没什么，没有不是饱学诗书，就没什么读书的人，被人家瞧不起，去出家了呢，就被人家放到厨房去。哇，如果大家读那个自传的话，就每天就要很粗重的活，也不得休息，很苦哎。那这算什么？那就离开吗？这不是修行的地方，太苦了，我离开。那这跟我们刚刚讲的不苦不乐有没有冲突？ So then people will ask, oh yeah, so how about our 慧能 Master 慧能 and Master 广清？ You know, they both are not educated person. You know, they don't have like, they don't read. And when they become a monastic in the temple, people look down at them and put them in the kitchen, right?They do very hard work in the kitchen. They even purposely, you know, try to make them suffer. So, did they say, I quit to suffer? It's not a life to practice. Is that the same case as we talk about the aesthetic practice?有没有一样？哪里不一样？心不一样，心哪里不一样？
当事人可能不觉得苦，是我不觉得他苦。
哦，当事人不觉得苦，我们觉得苦。为什么他不觉得苦？啊？
他是因缘。
他谁是因缘？他不觉得苦。
我觉得是愿力。
他的愿力，他没有发什么愿。这个苦呢，是来自于外在的，他不是故意哈，他不是故意的，是外在的环境、外在的人事物，因为因缘的和的产生，产生这么苦的境界。那最重要的是说你的心怎么去处理它。那大修行人他的心是安于道上的时候，他不觉得苦，但是 他可以承受，这个时候才叫做消业。当我别人给你痛苦，这个外在的环境给你痛苦，那你的心可以安忍的时候呢，才叫做消业。不是说我今天好自己去找一些苦，然后你就可以消业障，顶多是磨练一下心智而已。 再念一下题意而已呢？他的不同可以明白吗？自己去自讨苦吃，跟别人苦，你可以安于苦是不一样的。So what's the difference between aesthetic practice and Huimin's case? What's the difference? And people say that, you know, their mind is different. And they don't feel suffering at all. Do you agree? Do you understand the question? The one is you on purposely suffer yourself, you know, freeze yourself or make yourself very, very hot. And the other case is people put it in that situation that you need to suffer under that condition. For example, they give you very, very heavy work. They give you very few food and they don't let you rest. People are purposely put it in that condition. Can you tell the differences between the two? Can the Huimin say, you know, I quit. This life is too suffering. I cannot practice. Did the Huimin say that? No? Why?
Well, one you choose and one you cannot.
Yeah. One is you choose, one you cannot choose. So when you encounter the situation that you cannot choose, what should you do as a practitioner?
Accept it.
Accept it. And do it, right? And do it with a calm mind and peaceful mind. Not press, not, you know, end up become depression. That's the difference. And in that case, that's what we call you can light and you're calm. Because that's the calm when the environment and the causes and conditions happen to you that you did not choose it. And that's the karma you have. And then how you react to the karma. If you take it, accept it, that's practice. If you escape from it, that's not the middle way. Because you go to the other way, right? The condition push you to the other way. You did not face your reality. Okay, so I just want to clarify, you know, like what we say that when we practice the Eightfold Path, that we don't go to the flesh extreme of sensual pleasure, and we don't go to aesthetic behavior, right? You don't on purposely go to both sides. But if today people offer you a good food, do you eat it?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Just eat it. And Shifu say, you know, Shifu, people offer him the cherry, you know, he eat it. Oh, tastes good. The next time they bring 5 pounds of cherry. Shifu, eat it. Shifu say, I say it tastes good, but I didn't say I love it. Right? You still tell good and bad, but I don't attach to it. I don't ask people, you know, I love this food. Next time bring this 10 pounds to me. Then that's go to the extreme, right? When you, like Shifu, you know, once he was homeless, no food, no home, no everything. That's okay too, you know, he accepted. Then he become homeless, fooling around in the park. But did he suffer? He did not. And he still behaved as a monk, not behaved like a homeless. That's the middle way. 所以呢，刚刚要强调的只是说，让大家清楚知道，苦行哈，刻意的苦行，跟我们在日常生活中遇到的艰苦的困境的时候呢， 我们要面对它，这两个是不一样的。那所以乐行跟苦行是不是代表说，哎，我们有好吃的食物就去吃它了？好像之前师父有人供养他樱桃，啊，拿起来一吃说哇，好吃。就第二天那个人就买了五磅的樱桃来了，师父赶快吃。师父说，我说好吃，但我没有说我喜欢吃，有没有不一样？你吃好吃的还是知道好吃啊，但是我没有说我喜欢吃我爱吃啊，对不对？如果我说我喜欢吃我爱吃，就变成执着了，那就是追求欲乐了，口腹之欲了，对不对？那同样的，师父一度嘛，在纽约嘛，没有家嘛，没什么东西吃嘛，捡那种破菜吃嘛，什么都是去捡的嘛，那师父有没有很痛苦？那师父没地方去就没地方去嘛，找街头也可以睡嘛，哈，公园也可以睡嘛，哈。但是师父的身形还像是一个出家人，他不是像一个 homeless 哈这样子的，一个无家可归的那么落魄的人。你的环境很落魄，但是你的人可以不要落魄。So I asked Paul Kennedy.Because Paul Kennedy was the only disciple that followed Shifu when they were homeless. So I asked Paul, say, you know, what is Shifu's attitude when you were homeless? He said, well, I didn't pay attention because I suffer a lot. I just get so worried about myself. But only thing I know is Shifu never worried.And when we sit on the street, you know, he still like, sit upright and cross the leg on the street. He did not lie down and, you know, like a very, like homeless, you know, like no etiquette at all. He still behaved like a monk with formal etiquette. And he never worried about the future. So he,我就有一次问那个师父的那个西方弟子破片的弟子，对不对？我就问他说：“哎，你跟师父一起哈，无家可归的到处流浪的时候啊，师父那时候的心态是怎么样？”他说：“啊，没注意耶。”他说：“因为我那时候一直很担心我自己，我在刚出家哈，就遇到一个师父是没有家的，遇到一个师父居然没有 temple 没地方去，我一直在担心我自己。”所以没怎么注意师父了哈，不过他说，可是有一点可以确定的是，师父从来不担心。然后呢，他说，他说无家可归不是坐在路边吗？师父啊，不会哈那个坐得很邋遢，师父还会告诫他说 ，monk 哈要坐端正，坐在街上要盘腿，坐得很端正。行住坐卧就像一个出家人的身形，环境很落魄，自己不能落魄，是不是？这就是一个面对于困境的一个正确的处理方式，叫做中道。不是跟着环境一起落魄，也不是跟着环境好呢。看我们现在华福山在台湾很大，对吧？师父有没有吃香的、喝辣的、住好的？也没有，反正你外境哦，怎么好怎么坏，我就是一个出家人，这就是中道。So like now, well, even Shifu passed away, before his son passed away, Dhammajaw Mountain in Taiwan is a very big temple, it's very influential to the society. Basically, Shifu can get everything he wants, but he did not ask for anything for himself.He did not have a luxury life, luxury house. So Shifu's way, Shifu's middle way, no matter the environment is very good or very bad, he's still a Chinese monk. He still behaves like a monk. That's called middle way. And that's the right attitude that we practice, a noble and all path. Okay? 所以这就是我要跟大家一再提醒的，就是说当我们要实行实践八正道的时候，这是一个非常重要的一个心态，不要走入极端，外在怎么样就是在中道。 OK， 好，接下来呢我们就是要讲的是正见。 Next we are talking about the first drive you and next is right intention。 所以大家今天要讲的是正见跟正思维或是正智，我们就用正思维好了，比较白话，正见跟正思维。那正见跟正思维呢是要帮助我们解决什么样的痛苦，还记得吗？我们有两大类痛苦，一个来自于什么？思想观念的冲突，对不对？一个来自于什么？情绪心理上的冲突，对不对？那这个正见跟正思维主要的是要解决我们思想观念上的冲突，那这个非常的重要哈，它就像那个什么，我们如果开车要去波士顿哈，地图对不对 ？GPS 要设定好嘛，不然你就乱跑了哈。就是它是一个方向，我们的观念就是一个方向，你的观念错了，你就走错地方了。不管你的方法再怎么好，你是走错地方的。所以那个观念一定要正，正了之后，你方法用不上力，你只是走得慢，你还是有一天会走到。啊，你若是观念不正确哈，用到快快的方法，你倒霉了。一下子冲到不知道哪里去了，要再回头就很困难。 So today we are going to talk about right views and right intention, and it will help us to resolve the conflict of what from you remember the conceptual affliction, the thoughts, opinions and ideas. Okay, and the other kind we will talk about is try to resolve the affliction from psychological and mental contradiction. Or, yeah. So the right view is just like the map. You know, usually if we want to go to Boston, you know, GPS, you have to set the destination, right? You know where your destination is, then you start to use the method.You start to take bus, take train, or drive, or take planes to Boston. And you know where your destination is, right? So it's very important that you set the right destination, right direction. If you choose the wrong direction, and you use a very fast, very efficient method, then you are in trouble. Because you go to the wrong direction very fast, and sometimes there is no way out. You are trapped in the wrong direction or wrong destination, right? So it's very important that you choose the right direction, the right destination, and that's our right view. 那什么是正知见？它的反面就是邪见，那我们就先用反面来讲。我们有最主要的五个邪见，第一个是叫做身见，身见就是以这个身体为我，然后呢执着它，所以我们都怕死嘛，怕不怕死？因为我们都有身见，东西压倒了，赶快倒，闪，当然要闪啊！我不是说不要闪啊，我是说，应该说这当下一念说，哎呦，我会死这样子哈，我一定要闪这样。那如果今天有一个小孩在那边压着，你怎么办？你是扑过去自己死保护他，还是用叫别人来救？这个我不知道哈，看情形的，看是谁家小孩。很多在 苦难的时候就会见证经，就会看到自己的执着是什么了哈。以自己的身体为我，第一邪见哈。那第二个邪见是边界，叫做呢，边就是一边或两边嘛哈，就是说你会有常见跟断见。常见就是什么？反正哈，我死了之后，我20年又是一条好汉。反正我就是我啦，我反正我只是换个身体，没什么了不起的，不怕。这叫做常见。那断见是什么？这辈子死了就变泥土了嘛，尽情享乐啊，就这么几十年的时间而已，人死了就没有了，这就是断见。啊，一个是常见，一个断见，这是另第二种邪见。那第三种邪见就是不明因果，不信因缘。不明因果，你知道？有人会问法师说：“法师啊，我妈妈一生都在念佛，都在做好事，为什么她得癌症？为什么她出车祸？为什么我们家会遭到巨变？这个天理不明，佛菩萨没有眼睛吗？”真没眼睛吗？我们讲的因果是三世的因果，很多事情不是我们看得清、看得清楚、看得明白的。但是如果我们不明真正的因果，我们就会落入这样的一个判断，然后对法没有信心，然后不信因缘呢？啊，我这辈子就这样了。算命的先生说哈，我这辈子哈，大概就是注定没钱了哈。然后大概只能活到50岁了哈，啊，就这么了吧，反正有钱就花，反正我注定没钱，我干嘛要存钱？宿命论了哈，他不晓得说因缘可以改变，创造因缘可以改变命运，命运可以改变，但是你要努力，你要修行。如果你不相信有这样的因缘是一个事实的话，你根本就不会想要努力去修行。好，这就是第三个邪见。So there, what is the correct view? What is the right view? Bill can give a lecture for a noble truth, huh? But we can talk about what is erroneous view first. For most of us, actually every one of us, has five erroneous views. First is called, I don't know how to translate, the erroneous view about our body. We think that our body is itself, is ourself. Okay? So we attach to it. For example, if the building collapses, you instantly will run away because you don't want to die. You don't want to, you know, buried by the buildings. But how about there is a kid, a little kid behind you. What would you do? Turn around, grab the baby, or cover the baby with your body and you die and save the baby? What would you do? People say, it depends. Depends the, whose baby is it. If it's my baby, I say if it's not my baby, I don't do it. No matter what you attach to body, my baby, right, related to you, then you will do something else. If it's not, then you do other things. That's the first erroneous view. You think that the body is your true self. The second erroneous view is called extreme views. What is extreme views? The first one is called the view of permanent. You think that my soul is permanent. You know, I do bad things, that's okay. You know, I die, then 20 years later, I'm become a young person again. I'll come, I change body. So it's okay, you know. I can do whatever I want. I die, then I come back again. I never die. Okay. The other extreme is called nihilism. People think that, you know, after I die, become ashes, then I disappear. So, I enjoy as much as I can. I do whatever I want. Because after these couple of years, after these dozens of years, then I will disappear. Nothing left. So, that's too extreme. The third enormous view is that you, it's called true enormous view. It's that you don't understand the causes, the laws of causes and consequences, and you don't understand, you don't believe in the causes and conditions. If that's the case, you know, somebody will ask, you know, Fashu, my mother, you know, chants Amitabha's name for her whole life. He offered a lot, he helped people. Why she got cancer, why bad things happened to her, you know, why disaster come to our family. It's not fair, you know, Buddha and Bodhisattva, they cannot see what my mothers have done. So for Buddhism, we talk about the causes and consequences from past, present, and future, not just the current life. So if we cannot see through these three lives, then we don't understand why things happen to us. And you will have a bad comment, or you just lost faith for what Buddha said. Okay. And the second one is called the causes and conditions. A lot of people, they just believe the fortune teller. You know, some fortune teller tell you, you will never have money this life. You know, you never get rich. And you probably just like, you can live until like 50 years old. Then you die. Then the person will think, you know, since I won't get rich, once I have money, I spend it. And I have money, I spend it. And I'm 50 years old, late only. So I do as much as I can to enjoy the life. And they never believe that through practice they can change their faith. They can change their life. That's the erroneous view about not clear about the causes and consequences, not believe in causes and conditions. 那第四个是见取见哈，他的意思就是说，前面三个，你的错误之见，你就以为是真理，哇，这个更惨了哈。你觉得是真理，就是你不会去动摇它，什么人来跟你讲什么，你都绝对不动摇，它已经变成你的信念，这叫见取见。那最后一个是借见取见，借见取见呢，就是说。你会为自己立下种种的禁忌，然后把它认为是一个解脱的戒律。假设了哈，以前有一个外道看到说狗也可以得解脱，那他们就会认为说，哦，那我们就学狗啊，狗吃大便我们就吃大便，好，狗没有家不是吗？狗就蹲在一个什么窝里面，我就做狗做的事情，我也可以得解脱，这叫做狗戒，在那个印度的外道可以查到的叫狗戒，就是他发现这样的人就可以得解脱，那我就做他一样，那我也可以得解脱，啊，这就是戒戒取戒，哎，不要笑别人哈，我们常常也这样学别人，哪个族是大的哈？你看，我告诉你，什么？我们的有一个叫做什么喝酒的那个和尚叫什么？
济公。
看我们济公和尚多么的潇洒，喝酒吃肉，还要做什么？不知道去哪里哈，做什么事这样？你看人家是济公国佛哎， 我就跟他做一样，我也得解脱了，有没有？我们有时候看哪个组织大的哪个有名的人，他做这样，我们就跟着做，就得解脱。这也一样的，另外一种接近取见，就是你以为你按照别人做就可以得到别人的成就，也是另外一种借鉴与戒，但是当然它不是一个戒律的。这个借鉴与戒，它比较讲的是比较严重，你把它设成一个戒律，你一定要哦，吃大便哦，吃狗大便哦，你一定要像狗那样哦，你才可以得解脱。那我们的话，我只是举一个例子说，类似的状况，我们想要学别人嘛，想要学别人的成就，去学他的行为，这样子，类似这种 idea。So the other two second erroneous view is you will attach to the three previous erroneous view as reality, as the truth. You believe in those three erroneous view. If that happens, it's very, very hard for you to change, because that becomes your faith. Okay?And the fifth one is called, I don't know how to change it, translate it. It's like you will set up a forbidden rule as a precept. And you believe that if you follow this forbidden rule or precept, then you can be liberated. You can get freedom. For example, in the ancient reading, Indian, there are some outer path practitioners.They saw dogs get liberation. So then that group of people say, okay, let's just follow what dogs do. Then we will get liberation too. So dogs eat sheep, right? Dog is his own dropping. So that's it. And dogSleep on the street, and we sleep on the street, and we just follow the dog. No matter what dogs do, we do the same way. Then we will get liberation. And this view is very erroneous. And we have very similar tendency, similar to this view. And I just give an example in ancient China. There is aMaster or patriarch called Ji Gong. If you see the movie, that monk usually drink alcohol and he eat meat. He do a lot of strange things that normal monastic won't do. Actually, the precept tells us not to do it, and he does it. He did it, and he was called a reborn Buddha in the history. So some people will argue with us.Why we want to keep five precepts? You see, that master, he drink alcohol. He is a liberate person. So that's do what exactly he did. And we will get liberate too. That's the same thing, the erroneous view. Okay? 好，那接下来呢，就是说，总而言之呢，一个正见。第一个要先排除这个五个错误的知见，那再过来呢？如果那什么是正确的这个知见呢？其实就是我们常常讲的苦、空、无常、无我是正知见，知道人生是苦的。很多人他不觉得人生是苦的，他就不会想要修行，他不会想要改变自己。那苦有哪几种？有苦苦，有坏苦，有行苦。苦苦是什么？天气非常热，苦苦；天气很冷，苦苦；生老病死，苦苦。苦苦啊！你再怎么有钱，你还是要变老嘛。这世界上还没听过有人长生不老没死的，死亡恐怖，就算不苦也很恐惧嘛，不知道去哪里了。这些就是什么苦苦， 那坏处是什么？就它会改变，它会坏，变坏，对不对？这个本来很有钱的，一下子经济不景气，没钱没了，然后呢，小孩子会离你远去，长大了就走了，爸爸妈妈会先你而走，亲人要离开你了，很多的事情，美好的东西，就像春夏秋冬一样，它会改变，这叫做坏处。那什么是辛苦？有没有听过无运之甚苦？辛苦就是它一直一直就在那边变变变变变，你没有办法停止它，你没有稍没有一分可以玩休息的，就像我们的意识流，一直在变，一直在变，一直在变的，那是很苦的一件事。如果你修禅定，修到很深的禅定，你会发现这种意识的变化，它是一种苦，因为它没有办法定在那里。如果你我们没有办法体会到这三重苦，我们就不会想要努力的去修行，这是苦。So what is? First of all, we know that what is erroneous view. Then second part, we know that what is the right view. There are four right views. First is no suffering. The second is no emptiness. Third, impermanence. And fourth, no self. Okay. What is the suffering? A lot of people feel like, I have a very good life. I don't suffer at all. So why I need to practice?There are three kinds of suffering. Suffering of suffering. When you feel very hot, when you feel very cold. When you get old, when you get sick, when you are dying, they are all the suffering of suffering. Because it will cause you discomfort, unease. Okay?The second kind is called suffering of change. You are very rich. Your stock goes sky high. Then now, suddenly, 80% off, 20% less. You lost a lot of money. You lost your house. You lost your property. And then, your kids grow up.Leave you, then your parents pass away. Everything changed. You cannot keep what you love, and you cannot keep what is good for you. That's the cause of the suffering of change. The third kind is more subtle, called pervasive suffering. That because we think that the five skandhas is ourselves.And the five skandha is forever changing. It never stops. If you practice samadhi, when your mind calm down to a certain level, you will notice that your consciousness is keep changing. And that's a suffering because you cannot fix it. And your samadhi will not be total samadhi.So that's three kinds of suffering. If you don't know the suffering, you don't want to practice, and you will never see the reality, the truth, or you never get liberated. 那第二个呢是空。空性是我们佛教讲的一个根本，就是说我们的本性就是空性。这个空性就是所有的东西，因缘生，因缘灭。就是空性，事情坏事情会产生有它的因缘，那坏事情会不会离开呢？会，因缘成熟它就离开，没有一个东西说一来就固定，因为空性所以无常，因为空性所以没有一个东西世间是永恒不变的，所以这就讲到两个观念，空性跟无常。 那有的人就说哟，什么都是空的了哈，这父母也是空的嘛，财产也是空的嘛，好，什么都是空的嘛，那就这样咯。那这个日本大地震，地震级是空的嘛，那我们就变成什么，变成漠不关心，这也不对的。真正的正知见是这样子，我们要明世间的因果，世间的因果就是什么，有善有恶，有因有缘，对不对？有父母，有兄弟，有家人，有关系，我们该做什么就是要做什么，这是世间的一个因果，不能违背。所以哈，我们佛教常常讲哈，想要成佛哈，先做好人呐。如果你人都做不好，你就别想成佛。人就是在世间，就是包罗世间法，对不对？然后你才可能怎么样，得到出世间的法，种出世间的因，得到出世间的果，就是修行，修行这个菩萨道，修行这个解脱道，你才能得到解脱的果。那就是说，这世间的一切苦空无常，你不要执着，执着它，这就是解脱的因，你才会得到解脱的果。但是前提是，你是世间法，你还是要去做它。So the next one is about emptiness. Emptiness is actually the nature of our self. Actually, everything, all the phenomena, they all follow the nature of emptiness. So, because of emptiness, cause and condition ripen, things form. Cause and condition ripen, things gone.Things come and go, come and go. Because nothing is fixed. So does our suffering. So does our happiness. They come and they go. And because of the emptiness, so nothing is permanent. That's what we call impermanence. So these are the two right views. And, but one thing I need to emphasize is,Even it's emptiness, you cannot say, okay, my parents are emptiness, you know, my children emptiness, the disaster in Japan emptiness. So I don't have to do anything. They'll come and they'll go. And that's wrong, because we say that if you want to liberate, you have to follow the principle as a human. You have to do a goodYou have to become a good man before you can become a Buddha. So you have to know that causes and consequence, causes and condition. You have to do the right thing and you don't do the bad thing. And then you plant the seeds of liberation, then you get the fruit of liberation. That's the, what we call the emptiness and impermanence. And the next, the last one is called no self.那最后一个呢，就是无我。那无我的正见是什么呢？不是我不存在。那师父常常讲无我哈，它不是一个境界，它不是一个体验，它是一个什么？它是一个没有执着的态度，也就是说解脱了哈。就是在讲无我的态度，什么东西不要执着我，我的什么东西，这样的一个态度其实就是一个无我，就是一个解脱的状态。So the last one is about no self. No self, we're talking about liberation. And what is no self? It doesn't mean that I don't exist. It means,师父always say that, what is liberation? It's not an attainment.It's not experience. It's an attitude of no attachment, the attitude of no self. Do anything without self-attachment is called no self. That's the true liberation. Okay. So 所以呢，刚刚就讲哈，正见哈，刚刚讲是等于把佛法的佛陀主要教学的核心 都 summarize 在这里哈，告诉我们什么是错误的知见，告诉我们什么是正知见。那接下来要讲什么是正知正思维。那正思维的意思就是说，用正确的意念来看世间的一切现象，正确的意念来看世间的一切现象吗？请问，当我们看到日本大地震海啸的时候，我们要怎么来看待这件事情？ OK, next we are talking about right intention. Okay, so in right views, we sort of summarize all the Buddha's teaching. Right? And the second one, right intention, means using the right intention to see all the phenomena in this world. So the question is, how should we see what happened in Japan? The earthquake, the tsunami? What kind of attitude, what kind of intention we should have to see these things? 我们要怎么来看待这件事情？世间无常哈，慈悲心哈，会不会觉得说啊，共业这些人哈，大概前辈子不知道做了什么坏事，啊，这辈子才会这样，会不会这样想？师父怎么教我们的？救苦救难是菩萨，受苦受难是大菩萨。就是因为他们牺牲了生命来告诉我们世间无常，国土为脆，告诉我们要珍惜生命，更重要的是什么，在这个世界，在这个很混乱的这个世界中，在这个经济萧条人心很沉的这个当下呢，他们的视线激发出我们内在潜有的什么慈悲心，这样一个重大的灾难会让我们放下自己的苦难，然后去救别人，对不对？你们会不会？这么大的灾难哈，还会不会有人说，哦，日本哦，他以前哦南京大屠杀罪有应得啊，会不会这样？当你看到这么重大的灾难，你根本不会去想到这个了。你会放下自己的仇恨，这个时候你会体会到你自己的心仇恨也不是真的，因为你可以放下它。那世间有时候我们常会有这样的事情，你恨一个人，恨到有一天你发现他得癌症的时候，你态度会不会变？这个人都要走了，我干嘛还要恨他呢？世界上一些苦难，如果我们用正确的 intention 正确的态度去对抗他的时候，你会发现说，人生的苦难它是在激发我们人性的品质。所以我们要用这种正确的心态来看待它。 SoWhat is the right intention? How can we see the disaster that happened in Japan? What did Sifu teach us? Sifu say, those who help and rescue people are bodhisattva. Those who are sacrificed.Those who are in suffer, those people who die are great bodhisattva. Why is that? Because of their suffering, because of their death, we know that nothing is permanent. We know that the life is so precious. Right? In thiseconomic downturn, most people pay attention to their property, to their loss, to their whatever money, and they worry about economy, or worry about so many things. These things happen. We generate compassion to those people who suffer, who sacrifice, who die, and we sort of let go of our suffering, let go of our worry, and we will inspire our compassion, love, mind to those people. This process is a way to inspire us to uplift the quality of our human life. This is the most important part. So when we see this kind of disaster, will people still think, oh, Japanese, they once killed a lot of Chinese in Nanjing. No, they deserve it. Most people won't think that way. Most people will feel compassion about them, and they will try to help them. And they will let go of their hatred. The same thing to smaller scale. Sometimes we dislike some person so much. Maybe you have trouble with your parents. You never speak to them anymore. But one day you found out that they got cancer and they are dying. And you forgive them. So if we can use all the disasters, all the obstacles, all the difficulties in our life as a way to let go of our hatred, let go of our ignorance, and inspire our true compassion and true wisdom, and everything, all the phenomena in this world is what causes for us to get liberation. That's the right intention, to look at all the phenomena in this world. 而不是呢，去什么？去抱怨，然后呢，去担心这世间的一切现象，而是要把它呢，把它变成是一个用正确的一个态度，正确的一个心态，一个思维的方式来看这世间的一切现象。这叫做正思维。那要想要这样子的话呢，就是说方法上是这样子，在我们观察的时候呢，心中很清楚的知道，但是心是很稳定的，很高层次，就是说我们心很清楚知道众生在受苦，可是我们的心是稳定的，你才可能真正的有慈悲跟智慧去救助他人。如果你是很 emotion 哭啊，好可怜哦，或是在这个事件发生的当下，你自己就情绪失控，那请问你要怎么？你那是情绪反应，不是真正的慈悲。好，真正的慈悲是给到在当下给予众生最需要的帮助，而且是持续性的帮他到离苦，不是情绪激动啊，那这才叫正思维。心态对了，方法也要对，你很清楚，当你很清楚很平静的时候，你才知道发生了什么事情，对方需要什么样的帮助。好，我们常常哈很激动，听到人家受苦受难哈，很激动之后呢，帮错忙的，帮倒忙的，有没有？这都不是正思维了，因为你没有在正思维的状况下，你就乱帮一通了。所以在你 take action 之前，你一定要正见，有正见，然后正思维，你才接下来是我们下一次要想的，要怎么样身口意，然后怎么做，才能够真正帮到忙。OK，so。What is the method to practice the right intention? First, you have to observe it clearly. Observe the phenomena clearly. and your mind is stable, not disturbed. This, you have to follow this too, in order to have the right intention to really think and observe what's happening, and think and observe what the phenomenon is. And once you can do that, then you know what happened, what truly happened, and you know what the other person truly need, so that they can get rid of suffering, they can be off, away from suffering. So most of the time, when we observe some phenomena, we just feel emotionally compassion. Sometimes we help them in the wrong way. Sometimes we give them the wrong thing that they don't need. Right? So, in conclusion, we need to have the right views and right intention, right way of thinking, so that we exactly know what needs to be done. In the next talk, we were talking about how to take action. What is the right action to help or to be away from suffering? OK, 那我今天就是讲到这边哈，希望下一次的呢就要开始分享那什么这样的正确行为我们可以来在日常生活中修行。好，谢谢大家。我们要念这个回向偈。We need to chant the verse for a marriage transfer, okay? Chinese verse.
愿以此功德庄严国净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。如有见闻者，悉发菩提心，尽此一报身，同生极乐国。
May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Outwardly we repay the four layers of gratitude, downwardly we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate the holy mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss.